before I started the program, I was really shy and I was getting into a lot of fights. They helped me overcome that, and I'm not shy anymore.
David Jones of Buffalo is an eighth grader at the Lovejoy Discovery School. He's one of 270 students at four Buffalo schools participating in Project SOAR. That stands for Success, Opportunity, Accountability, and Responsibility. This program has been in place at the Lovejoy School since it began 6 years ago.
It's the cumulative effect of the program. So the longer we're with the kids, the greater impact that we have.
Tim Bowling is the CEO of Cradle Beach, providing the program to third and eighth graders.
We generally look for the kids that have statistically the lowest chance of graduating from high school. That is generally minority males, for the most part. New York State, especially kids with special needs. So if you're a minority male with special needs in New York State, your graduation rate is 10%.
Seventh grader Dwayne Battle of Buffalo was one of those struggling elementary students.
Before you started the program, did you have any difficulties?
Yeah, being bad, getting in trouble.
A lot?
Yeah.
So now what's it like?
It's kind of good.
Dwayne was an extremely smart kid. He was in a 12-1-1 self-contained classroom because he had a lot of social issues and behavior problems that resulted in not being able to learn at the same rate that other kids were learning at.
Nick Schifano is director of Project SOAR, overseeing the program at all four schools. He describes Battle's initial struggles when the student first arrived in the program.
And it wasn't because he was held back academically, but there was barriers that were in place that interfered with his learning, that prevented him from being in school because he was suspended, prevented him from missing time in the classroom because he had to be sent out.
But now Battle says the program is fun, and he's on the honor roll at school.
If there wasn't somebody there for him every day, he would still be at that point. He has a great family. He has a strong support, but these 6 hours he was here in school, he didn't have the supports that he needed.
From the other schools.
Eighth grader Kendall Kinsley from Buffalo also had behavioral problems when she first arrived in the program.
Before I got in the program, I probably wasn't as well behaved, and I've more behaved.
But now Kinsley is one of the student leaders helping to tutor and peer mentor younger students. Cradle Beach works with 23 AmeriCorps members who assist in the program, offering students help with their academics and providing human services. Becca Bunden is a site supervisor, noting the many challenges students are facing.
Definitely the curriculum in general, the Common Core. All the kids are struggling, all the teachers are struggling, but I think the fact that we have people in the classrooms with them helping them, we're also getting a chance to learn the curriculum, and by us learning it, we can help them with it.
This program offers students a 10-year commitment, staying with them right through high school graduation. The biggest attendance gaps in the city district are normally among kindergartners and 7th and 8th graders. Cradle Beach's CEO Bowling noted the program has had a major impact on school attendance.
People don't realize for a lot of kids that are from low-income families is that a lot of these kids, when they do drop out of school, out of high school, they don't drop out of high school in high school. They drop out of high school in middle school. They mentally have already checked out.
As lunchtime approached, students gathered in the cafeteria lining up for their lunch. Nearby, Lovejoy Elementary School Principal Maria Miller was in her office.
They need a lot of caring adults. The more we can provide that, surround them with caring adults, but beyond their teacher.
This is Miller's second year at the school, and in her 27 years of experience as an educator, she noted this is one of the best support programs she's encountered.
Just another person that they can turn to, rely upon, feel safe with. I mean, all the research will tell you caring adults and relationships are what make a school. So I feel very fortunate to have Cradle Beach.
But this program costs about $3,000 per student. Bowling has about 75% funded. Tomorrow, he's expected to meet with interim Buffalo School Superintendent Don Ogilvy to ask for funding support to help continue this program.
We've proven ourselves, hopefully, to the district that, by being in four schools with 26 staff serving 270 kids every day, we really need to have district support.
Ideally, Bowling would like to expand it to 15 Buffalo schools and be part of the solution to help the failing city schools. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.